Good morning, Delaware Valley, and welcome to the 2023 edition of Things to Do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, your tour guide for the area's events for the first weekend of the new year.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Did you get engaged recently? I saw a lot of Instagram proposals on New Year's Eve, so if you started this year off as a fiancé, congratulations. But even if you're just seriously dating, you can still check out some bridal items. Am I right? There will be plenty of them at the Philadelphia and South Jersey Bridal and Wedding Expo. It's Saturday and Sunday at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. The doors open at noon both days, and the show is free with advance registration or $10 at the door. Vendors will showcase everything from rings to flowers to photographers to venues. So whether you're definitely getting married or just thinking about it, it's a good place to start. Why don't we begin the new year on a cheery note by heading to Bikini Bottom up, Collingswood, New Jersey, where you're sure to have the best day ever at the SpongeBob musical.
Every flower, every grain of sand is reaching out to shake my hand. It's the best day.
The production that takes its inspiration from the beloved Nickelodeon show is at the Scottish Rite Auditorium through Saturday, January 14th. We'll have that ticket info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Musicals are trending in this new year as another one opened this week in Philadelphia. Canadian singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette's 1995 album Jagged Little Pill sold 33 million copies and won 5 Grammys. Now, it's a musical, and it's playing at the Academy of Music. Jagged Little Pill led all Tony nominations with 15 in its Broadway debut, winning 2. The show will be in town until Sunday, January 15th. You know when people say they're gonna get the band back together? Philly's own Breakwater, they actually did. In the 70s, they released the classic funk album Splashdown on Arista Records.
You're now re-entering the atmosphere of pleasure.
Can't hold back the pressure. Now it's splash.
It's Splashdown time.
The surviving members have reunited, and they're gonna be at World Cafe Live on Saturday. The show starts at 8. Maybe you just want to enjoy the first weekend of the new year with a good laugh. You'll find one on Saturday at the Next in Line Comedy Show. This is a weekly showcase at the Victoria Free House that exposes up-and-coming comics to an intimate but discerning audience. The comics may go on to HBO and Comedy Central, but they can say they got their start right here. Philly's a tough crowd, so if those comics can make you laugh, you know they're on their way to stardom. David Bowie, he didn't have to look for fame. It found him. The groundbreaking artist passed away in 2016, but Philly loves David Bowie, and that's the name of the week-long celebration of his life and work. It takes place across several venues with events including concerts, an art show, a brunch, a karaoke, or rather, a Bowie-oke night, a dance party, and more. Get those tickets now, because it's the first time that it's been fully in person since before the pandemic, so you know it's gonna sell out. We'll never sell you out at Things to Do, because we always bring you the freshest events of the weekend. Our time may be up right now, but we'll be back next Thursday. If you missed anything or want to hear more, including how you can support Opera Delaware at their benefit this weekend in Wilmington, or where you can go meadow bathing, yes, that's a thing. Head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and whatever you do this weekend, do it well or not at all. Let's dance into 2023 with all good vibes. Have a great weekend, everyone.